Welcome to Vocal About Local, a podcast by Grown Not Flown. Wherever local is to you, wherever you are in the world, join us on a... Today we're shaking things up a little. While the podcast hosts are away, I, Nikki, am coming out to play. I'm calling this the Quick Five. As part of this mini-series, I'll be asking our special guests five quick questions to learn more about them, their business, and their hopes and dreams for the future. Before we begin, I want to start by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land on which we meet today. For us, that's the Wadawurrung people, and pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging. Now, let's dig in. Today we're joined by Nadine Brown, the founder of the Ivy Institute. Nadine started her floral journey over 30 years ago and is a seasoned business professional with a background in marketing, business management, and entrepreneurship. Nadine is one of our online masterclass hosts, and we're about to kick off a new series of masterclasses with Nadine that focuses on growing what florists want, selling to florists, creative ways to diversify or grow your income, and running workshops. Nadine, welcome.
Thanks, Nikki. Such a pleasure to be in here chatting to you as always.
It's great to have you. And we always love talking with you as well. We're doing something a little different today. We're calling this the Quick Five. So we're going to run through five quick questions, but obviously no need to rush with your answers. Just to get to know you a little bit more, you are one of our masterclass hosts, and we're very excited because we've got a new series coming up with you where we're kicking off actually this week with your first one, and we've got four different masterclasses over the next few months. But to get us started, can you tell us what do you do and how did you get started?
You know how hard this is for me to get to keep this quick, Nikki? You know that? Here I go. I'll try. So I'm predominantly, florist, 30 years trained florist, but I've, I guess, expanded my business into now offering education, mentoring and community. And I do that via an online courses and in-person retreats and workshops, mentoring and coaching for one-on-one and group coaching, and my premium offering, which is my online membership called The Greenhouse. Really focused with for florists, for floral-based businesses, so flower farmers as well, and helping people to create a really aligned, a unique business that is true to their own values and is also profitable and above all sustainable. So that's, I guess, the main crux of what I do.
Yeah, amazing. And you've worn many different hats over the years. So How did you get into floristry to begin with? And what has the trajectory of your career sort of looked like from the beginning to where you are today?
Yeah, it's a big story, but we'll make it fast. When I left school, I knew that I didn't want to be in an office. I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I absolutely did not want to be in an office. And I wanted to be out in nature, whatever that looked like. And I did do work experience at a nursery and then later got a job at a garden center. And so I started in with plants, propagating, growing, and then obviously customer service out the front. I fell in love with flowers and design, then did an interior design course, started a floristry course, and then ultimately got a job at my favorite flower shop at the time that I used to go to all the time. And you know, once I hit that shop on a busy wedding day with ribbons everywhere, flowers everywhere, and the chaos of a wedding prep day, I just fell in love with it. And so I was 19 back then. So it's, yeah, from then on, it's just been always flowers and always design. I can't imagine me doing anything else, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing. And I love that you fell in love with the chaos as well.
Thank goodness, that's the hardest part to deal with. But, you know, then it went from having my own shop at 23. I created a business that was almost predominantly selling wildflowers at the time. It was pretty different, unique, but I guess that's what I really was passionate about. So I really wanted to do that and it was really successful. Moved to a home-based studio with my weddings and events and then started teaching, formal teaching as a TAFE teacher for 17 years before everything that the Ivy Institute is now. So it did have sort of three or four business models along the way.
Yep.
But yeah, exciting to share that now with people. I feel like that's what I'm meant to do.
Yeah, awesome and amazing, because it's such a skill to also be able to pivot and continue to move forward as well and just constantly be changing those business models. So massive congratulations. That's awesome. So which leads me into my next question. So what has been your greatest achievement or the thing that you're most proud of to date? This is another big question.
It is, but I guess there's been lots of, you know, those wow moments, and you try to suck those in at the time when they happen, you know, because you're always looking at the next thing all the time when you're in business. But top of mind, I guess, is something that happened very recently, was being selected to be the sustainability consultant and educator for the Melbourne International Flower and Garden Show. I was also judging a new section and in charge of creating a brand new environmental impact and sustainability section to the judging criteria. Just having the opportunity to be able to have be a part of that and the impact that has on us as an industry in a show space, to be able to encourage and reward the florists that are being innovative and are thinking, you know, earth conscious, at the forefront of how they design and their impact on the planet, I think, and the very nature we love, you know, that for me, I guess personally, that was like, oh, finally I can make a bigger impact than just one little person at a time.
Yeah.
So yeah, really thankful for that opportunity. And I guess that was, that's been a massive thing.
Yeah, amazing. And change is tough, isn't it? Change of an entire industry is hard and it's slow.
Yeah.
And so it takes a lot of resilience to sort of step into those roles and to be able to lead that change. So again, a massive congratulations. It's something to be really, really proud of.
Yeah, thanks, Nikki. It's exciting.
Yeah, it's amazing to watch the industry change as well.
Yeah, I think it seems a bit of a, you know, contradiction that an industry so wrapped up in nature is so damaging. And I think sometimes people, obviously the general public, don't know, maybe our audience here isn't really aware of that, but the products and processes and lack of thinking about that circular economy is huge in our industry. And I think any step forward to education in that is like huge for us. But anyway.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, and it's something that I always sort of talk about as well. Is, you know, prior to stepping into even being as a flower grower, I was completely ignorant to where my flowers came from. I'd never even thought about it. No. It's really easy to make that assumption that it's a green and environmentally friendly industry because it's a natural product.
It's a plant. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But it's so not. So in so many ways,
it's creating that awareness, yeah. And then shifting the mindset and the processes and habits that sort of sit behind that. So speaking of challenges, what would you say has been your greatest challenge throughout your career or life?
Probably coming back to that sustainability piece, I guess. If you say life. At the time, at one point in time, I had the shop, two kids, or babies they were at the time, running the farm, started teaching and had 60 plus weddings a year. So if anyone, like when clients come to me about, I'm just so burnt out and I don't have the right business model, and I'm like, I can totally relate, because there was a point there where it was just like, how, you know, what are you doing? So that was a challenge. But I guess, again, coming back to the sustainability piece, I suppose having made that transition myself from what I would say is a more traditional florist, not necessarily in design, but definitely with how I was designing and my lack of understanding and education around where my flowers were coming from. I was always buying local and supporting local growers, but if I needed something else, I was just getting it, not really whether it was imported or not, you know, I hadn't thought about it. So having gone through that, but then just, again, having just sometimes it really feels like a hard push to get the industry on board with that. And and I try to do that in the most least judgmental ways I possibly can, because I was them I was that florist, you know. So
yeah,
there's no it's just like, hey, let's like think about it. And I think that has felt like a hard sell, if you want to put it like that. It's just like, why is this so hard for people to understand and to change? So that's probably the biggest challenge now, and the one that I'm like looking for every opportunity to try and, you know, expand it further, as I said, than one person at a time.
Yeah. And I think you're doing a really great job with all of the different projects and all of the different things that you're doing at the moment. It is one of those things as well, because you need to sort of, it's creative problem solving, isn't it? Like a lot of the time, and it's actually not something that we're taught really in schools or as part of any schooling system, whether it be university or TAFE. And it really should be, because it's one of those things that once you learn how to be a creative problem solver, you don't feel so blocked when you're going in and you're looking at a lot of these challenges as well. So
that's exactly right.
Yeah. And
it's, you know, we're a creative industry, so why aren't we thinking, why is it such a block to think so creatively? And from my experience, you know, you come into that saying, say no floral foam, or no, you're saying sort of a restriction or a no to something, and you think that that's maybe a negative and it's going to be really hard. In actual fact, I have found so much creative freedom by not being blocked by this one thing or dictated to by this one product that we're so, you know, so used to using that it's like I feel like now I'm a much better designer, and you're much more in charge of just the technique and the design concept from start to finish. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I know you want to keep it quick.
No. This is fantastic, and we're right on time, so I wouldn't even worry. We've still got plenty of time to go. Do you know what's really interesting about this as well, is that when I went and did sort of I'm someone that loves learning, and I went and did a millinery course, and it was with a traditional milliner, so that's hat making for anyone who might not have heard of millinery, and it was all about using the traditional stitching and all that sort of stuff, and putting the hats together the way in all the traditional techniques. And it was really funny, because I thought that you could only make hats in that way, you know, like I didn't know that you could actually go and be innovative and that sort of thing. And I imagine it's sort of similar to the florist industry, that if you're taught and set told this is how you do it, this is the standard, this is what's expected, then all of a sudden you've got all these rules or these limiting beliefs that sit around that. It wasn't until I went and did an upholstery course where the teacher also just happened to be a milliner, and he was like, who needs rules if no one's going to sort of see the mechanics? You can do whatever you want, you know, sort of thing. And it was the most freeing moment, because it was also the moment that I realized that that applies to everything in life, you know, learn the rules, but then break the rules. So
I totally agree and I think contribution No, it's totally relevant to everything in a creative aspect. You know, we're creative beings anyway, all of us are. But it's, I still think it's important to learn those fundamentals and learn those, just like for me, you know, it's important for me to teach those design mechanics, techniques, design fundamentals, like the elements and principles of design, and understand color, form, texture, line, all of those things.
Yeah.
Because it does give you this lovely foundation. But with all of my teaching, I guess now that I'm not teaching under a more strict curriculum like I was, you know, TAFE for all those years. I'm very much about, okay, I've shown you that, I've shown you these possibilities, now off you go, like find your own style and expand that now to something that like is your own version rather than copy me. And I think that's sometimes what happens in formal learning. It's very much like, do it like the teacher. And then who know, like all sorts of things happen from that. That's where innovation comes from.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing as well. What is the best piece of advice you've ever received, whether it be in life or business?
That took me a while to think about too.
Well, what's something that you like to tell other people when you're mentoring them?
Yeah, the one that really sort of stands out for me is, you know, people never not necessarily remember, or they forget how much they paid, or they forget what you actually said, but they never forget how you feel or how you made them feel. And that's something I think like underlines a lot of, I know what I offer and what I teach people is your level of customer service, you know, your level of experience that you give somebody. That's what builds loyalty. That's what builds community. That's what builds so much in your business of even just the little interactions that you have, that you take the time to actually, you know, flowers are such an emotional purchase anyway, no matter what. So they're already doing half the work for you if you're working with flowers. But how you make somebody feel in business or in life, I think, is really important, that it's more about that. And I know for me, you know, some of my favorite purchases, it might have cost me a fortune. I actually don't remember how much they were, but you know how you felt when you bought it or how it makes you feel afterwards. And I think that's important for us when we're working with other people, whether it be weddings or funerals or whatever we're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. Thank you. And what do you hope for the future? This is another big question, isn't it?
if it's obviously, you know, within business, I guess it's, and I know it probably sound like I'm standing on my soapbox and beating the drum, but it really probably does come back to that sustainability piece again. I guess because that's where I'm really focused right now, and I would just love to see floristry lead the way as this earth loving earth conscious, you know, we share flowers with people every single day, so how are we doing that in a way that has that circular economy thought process and it's kind on the environment, the very nature we love. I'd love to not have to be talking about it.
Yeah.
Like, I would love that just to be a regular thing and then me going off and doing other things because I'm not talking about, you know, sustainability. Oh, no, it's a sort of word that gets used to death at the moment. But
yeah.
And there's so many different aspects of it and facets. But I don't know. I just would love to see that being, floristry to become so innovative and artful and earth conscious that it's leading the way in that. Yeah. It's coming. There's some exciting things coming. There's some really exciting designers out there. You know, the Melbourne show was a real testament to that. It was it's such a great place to showcase new and exciting work and designers. So you know, next year could even be, obviously would be more fabulous than it was this year as well. So
amazing. What about in life?
In life.
Yeah, what does the future look like for you, Nadine?
I'd love to travel.
Financial freedom, beach.
Financial freedom. Fluff around doing some classes.
I say financial freedom because that's mine. That's my hope for the future.
What does that even mean? It's like a gauge that you can never measure. Yeah. You know, it's like, when do I get to the financial freedom part? Yeah. Oh, now? Oh, am I there? Yeah, for sure. Like, you know, you work really hard and I'd really love to be growing a bigger team around me, you know, like having, I've got big dreams for what the Ivy Institute can be. But like anything, you know, I started my first year in this was really building it, and the next year was you know, pandemic year. So everything was wiped out. I'd left this, really good job and secure job within the TAFE, government department to going out on your own. So it takes you a while to kind of pivot and work out. And, the membership, I'd love that to be just, I mean, I have got international members in there, but I'd love that to be really worldwide. It's such a beautiful community already. It's such a massive resource of information and coaching and tutorials and learning that that's my big baby and my big passion, and I would love to see that huge, you know, and I'd love to just travel more, get over to Italy and do a beautiful retreat and, you know, visit flower farms over there and design and create a really beautiful experience for people. That would be maybe another one in New Zealand. You know.
I get it. I'm coming with you.
Surely we can have a little
world domination. A flower world domination. I'm coming.
For sure.
I'm on board.
So, yeah, more time on my horse. We love living here on the farm. So, you know, more time in this little space creating. I'm not, you get yourself buried down in marketing and,
You know, admin.
And then I think, really want to just make something. So, I need to be making more too. So, yeah, I mean, life's good, but it's always that big FF word.
Yeah.
The financial freedom word.
Yeah.
That's always on top of everyone's list. More time with your dogs.
More time with the dogs. Absolutely.
Skipping through the flower farm.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you on all of those. Well, big thank you for joining us. To round us out, where can people find you? Because you are everywhere. YouTube, Instagram, the Ivy Institute website. Like, how can people get in touch with you? How can people find you?
Yeah, all of that. Yeah, the ivyinstitute.com.au is where you can find all of the courses, the learning, membership, all of the things that it's basically the big house. Instagram is the_IvyInstitute. Yes, I do have a YouTube channel that I don't really talk about that much, but I've got quite
you
a
need
few.
To talk about it more. Yeah, you've got over 2,000 subscribers. I was looking there yesterday. Yeah.
And quite surprisingly, the tutorial that's gone absolutely nuts is the color theory tutorial. So it's funny what, you know. So, yeah, you can find a few of my freebie, very beautiful tutorials on the YouTube channel. I guess that's it. DM me. I'd love to chat to you on Insta. It's my favorite place to be social media wise. But yeah, get in touch if you need any support, got any questions. So happy to have a chat, whether you're a flower grower, a florist emerging, established in the industry already. And I work with other creatives too, photographers, artists.
Everyone.
Reach out to me anytime.
Thank you so much, Nadine. And we're so excited to have you as part of our Grow Not Flown online masterclasses hubs as one of our masters who's teaching the online courses. But thank you so much. It's been great chatting with you today.
You too, Nick. Thanks a lot. And I cannot wait to catch up with everyone on the upcoming masterclasses in the next few weeks. See ya. Have a beautiful day.
Massive thank you to Nadine for joining us today. This episode was powered by the Grow Not Flown Gym. There's no need to sweat the small stuff with this gym membership. We'll help you whip your business into shape, strengthen your growing skills, and stretch your mind, all in the comfort of your own home. Until next time, keep calm and keep on supporting local. See ya.